Giant steps will be taken to reopen the country this week as children in several states head back to school full time and restrictions on gatherings and activities are eased. After weeks of remote learning, all public school students in New South Wales will return to class today. More children in Tasmania, Queensland and the ACT will also head back to school ahead of Victoria tomorrow. And there have also been more announcements over the weekend of plans to ease restrictions on many aspects of life, including social gatherings, sport and recreation and tourism. Police have arrested a man following a fatal hit and run in Melbourne's southeast. Police say a cyclist was riding through the Bayside suburb of Beaumaris late yesterday when she was struck by a car. It's alleged the 35-year-old driver failed to stop and the 60-year-old cyclist died at the scene. The country's west coast has been lashed by a once-in-a-decade storm, bringing damaging winds and heavy rain. More than 2,000 kilometres of coastline has been battered by the monster weather system, with wind gusts of more than 110 kilometres an hour. Thousands of Americans have been filmed flouting social distancing guidelines as the country marked the official start of the holiday season. The footage emerged as the United States heads towards a horror coronavirus milestone, with the death toll nearing 100,000 in the country.